And we're back on Ask the Experts on Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling. Every Saturday, we interview DFW's top experts in the fields of health, legal, home improvement, and financial. We're going to be talking about the legal a little bit for the next half hour. We have attorneys Julie Johnson and Robin Ziegen here from juliejohnsonlaw.com. Going to be talking a little bit about personal injury. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, real quick, can you tell everybody a background of your practice?
Sure. My name is Julie Johnson. I've been a lawyer here in Dallas, Texas, almost 25 years. I've been a personal injury attorney almost that entire time. I started off representing insurance companies, and 20 years ago, I switched to representing individual persons who've been the victims of negligence in a variety of circumstances.
And Robin, I believe you two have been working together for 3 years?
Actually, I think it's about four now, and I started off about 21 years ago in Oklahoma. I'm licensed both in Oklahoma and in Texas. And, you know, like we said, Julie and I have been working together for about the past four.
Now, personal injury is what we're going to be talking about. Let's get right to it. My very first question is, say if I were in an accident, what is the information that I need to get right at the scene?
Well, there's a list of things. First of all, you want to absolutely get the name of the other person that you were involved in the accident with. Get their name, their address. The best thing to do is just to take a picture with your cell phone of their driver's license if you can.
I'm sure a lot of people don't consider it.
Also, it's good to get a picture of their license tag on their vehicle.
I can't tell you how many clients can't identify the car that they were actually involved in an accident with. So
you think that's just because they're so flustered and shocked at the scene that they just don't even recall what kind of vehicle was involved in the accident?
Exactly. You know, and so take a picture of the driver's license, take a picture of the license tag, get the other party's insurance information. Take a picture of their insurance card that they keep in their car. That's very, very important. And I recommend taking a picture more so than just writing it down, because oftentimes people get a digit wrong. They don't quite get it right.
Sure.
They're kind of flustered having just been in an accident. There's cars whizzing by.
Oh, I'm sure there's people listening who say, oh, it's far-fetched that people wouldn't remember these
exactly.
Very obvious details. But, you know, people aren't in accidents very often, and nobody's really prepared for that kind of situation.
That's right. And another really important thing is to get the witness contact information. Oftentimes, somebody will drive by and say, hey, I saw that guy run right into you.
Sure.
And here's my card. Here's my phone number. You call me.
I think it's probably always good to have that guy if it's possible. So make sure you want a picture of their license tag, the driver's license, and make sure you get all the information of the witness if there is a witness.
That's correct.
You also want to take photos at the scene. If you can, take photos while the cars are still in the placement that they were, and make sure you get good photos of the damage. Get some close up, some further away, so you can kind of see where that damage is on the car.
So really the first thing to do, get your phone, turn on the camera, start there.
That's right.
Should I report the claim to my insurance if the wreck is not my fault?
Yes.
I think
Absolutely.
That's a big question people ask
it
very
is.
Often, because you think for some reason that if it's not my fault, oh, well, then maybe I can leave my insurance out of it.
Well, and you have to remember that just reporting the claim, the accident, doesn't mean that a claim is going to be filed to affect your claims history, which would affect your premium.
Which I think is what everyone's afraid
right.
of in this.
That's exactly right. But the reason why you want to do that is you may have certain benefits under your own insurance policy that you might want to avail yourself of. So, for example, personal injury protection or uninsured motorist. So you might get hit by a driver that has no insurance. And so you might need your own policy to get your car fixed and to pay for your medical bills if you were actually injured in that accident.
And if you are in an accident and you have full coverage, what exactly does full coverage mean as in relation to auto insurance?
Well, yeah, full coverage means not only the liability that's required by law, but that you also have collision coverage, and then you want to have the PIP coverage, which is your personal injury protection coverage, which provides benefits with regard to lost wages and medical bills. And then you want UM and UIM coverage, which means uninsured motorist for when the other vehicle does not have insurance, or whenever they are underinsured, you want the UIM so that your insurance can cover anything in excess of their policy.
And Robin, you mentioned PIP benefits. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that is and how maybe you can collect those?
It's an additional coverage that your insurance company can offer you that provides for your medical bills and your lost wages. And this is true even if you're not the person at fault. So when you carry this coverage, you know that if you're involved in an accident, you're going to be able to get those things covered regardless of the other person's insurance.
Another thing a lot of people worry about in these circumstances is, do you need to call the police department? You need to involve the police always in these kind of matters.
If you can, you should always call the police, because if you can have an official report that outlines the causation of the accident and place actual fault on somebody, it really helps you down the road. So if a driver, you know, careens over and sideswipes you and knocks you into some other car, you want a police to come and document all that. Because otherwise, after the fact, that driver might try to deny having done that. So if you can get the police to come out and issue an appropriate report, you absolutely want to do that.
So if you have, say, your pictures of the license, you have your witness who can back you up, all their pertinent information, and an official report from the police, you're pretty rock solid. And if it's not your fault.
You should be, from a liability standpoint, assuming the facts are in your favor and that you weren't the one that actually caused the accident.
Now, say there's what if there's a situation where it's not your fault, but you're very flustered at the scene. You maybe don't get all of this stuff that you possibly need. Is it too late or to possibly... Is the blame going to be put on you, essentially?
Well, not necessarily, no. I mean, it depends on the circumstances. You can, a lot of experts can reconstruct accidents based on photos, damages of the car, based on skid marks at the scene and that kind of thing. But it's just one of the reasons why it's very important to get an attorney on board early, so that if any investigation needs to be done, that can be done while the evidence is fresh.
Right.
And while the accident scene is still preserved to some extent. Oftentimes, people really put themselves in a disadvantage when they wait too long. And if their car has been, let's say their car was severely damaged and it's been totaled by the pound. Well, we don't have the benefit to go right back and re-examine that and get key information that could be really, really helpful.
It's best to seek help at the beginning. That's when you're in the best position to help.
Absolutely, especially with witnesses and statements when it's fresh in their mind and we can get the best picture of what happened to aggressively help our clients.
Now, I know this depends kind of on what area you're in specifically, and I don't know how often something like this happens, but what if the police don't show up at the scene or won't come to the scene?
Well, I mean, it's important at that point to take as many notes and photos as possible, because basically you're investigating it for them. The police sometimes will not come out if it's a parking lot or if it's private property, and sometimes even if it's just property damage and there's no injuries. So if you're not able to get the police out, make sure you do a thorough investigation of the scene. Take as many pictures, get as many witnesses, take as many notes as you can, because it is surprising how even just a month or two later, you may have trouble remembering some of the facts.
But generally, in the event of an accident, police will arrive at the scene, I believe.
Especially if someone's injured.
Right.
They won't come if it's in on private property, say in a parking lot, at, you know, a large parking lot where there's a lot of people shopping. And
sure, which is not an uncommon place for a small accident to occur.
Right. There's an amazing amount of road rage that happens in a parking lot.
Indeed.
Especially at Christmas time, hunting for that parking spot. You know, it's amazing at how aggressive people can be in a simple parking lot.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, it happens all the time.
Now, we've talked about full coverage concerning auto insurance and pretty much how to make sure you're covered there. What if you are injured in an auto accident, but say you're covered as far as your auto is concerned, you're good, but you don't have health insurance per se?
Well, if you're injured, you need to go directly to the hospital. They will treat you in an emergency room if you're hurt, regardless of whether or not you have insurance. Also, this is where hiring an attorney comes in handy. You need to have a lawyer that has good relationships with doctors that will treat you. There are a lot of doctors that work with our firm that will treat you on a letter of from our firm saying that we will pay you out of the settlement. So there's lots of reasons for you to go ahead and get the help you need. If you're injured, they will treat you at the emergency room, and then we can get you further treatment through doctors if you need us to do so.
And I think a lot of people are scared to do that, though, only because the emergency room can be very expensive if you don't have health insurance. But still, no matter what, in that circumstance, it's the best move.
Well, I believe so. I mean, if you're hurt, you need to go get medical care.
Right.
I mean, simple as that. And, you know, I am a believer in you do what's in the best interest of yourself more so than the best interest of a lawsuit. If you're hurt and you need to go to the doctor, you need to go to the doctor.
Right. The blame can only be on you if you're hurt and do not seek help.
Our job is to help you get the money to pay for those bills down the road. But you need to get the medical care you need. There's absolutely no reason to sit at home and suffer in pain because you're afraid to get treatment or worried about how you're going to pay for it. There is an extensive network out there that are willing to work with people who've been injured who unfortunately don't have health insurance to get treatment from.
Now, we're up against our first break, but real quick before we go, juliejohnsonlaw.com is the website. Can you let people know any other information they might need? Telephone number, all that stuff.
Sure. Our phone number is 214-290-8001. And it's juliejohnsonlaw.com.
We're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back on Ask the Experts with attorneys Julie Johnson and Robin Zeegan on Talk Radio 1190.
The lawyers at TexasDivorceLawyer.com are proud to be selected the family law attorney experts on Ask the Experts each month. They understand that it can be very difficult to go through a divorce. At the TexasDivorceLawyer.com, they have proven strategies to make the process as quick and painless as possible. It's their belief that all good parents should remain involved in their children's lives, and it is their goal to get their clients on their new path, starting their new life as quickly as possible. Julie Johnson and Robin Rubeck Zeegan are the TexasDivorceLawyers.com, with principal office in Dallas. They handle all divorces from the simple to the complex. With an extensive knowledge in family law and specifically the divorce process, Julie and Robin work hard to represent their clients and put their needs first. They understand that this time in your life is very emotional, and they take seriously their commitment to help you navigate through the process as quickly and painlessly as possible. If you have any questions about the process and about how they can help, contact the law offices of Julie Johnson at 214-290-8001, thetexasdivorcelawyer.com. That's thetexasdivorcelawyer.com.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope, of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect, and it just showed up on your phone, like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts, and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
You have big aspirations for your business, but limited resources. Whether there simply are not enough hours in the day or your team lacks the right expertise, it can be difficult to keep your company growing and stay ahead of the competition. Until now. Hourly Nerd, an online marketplace for talent, provides businesses like yours with access to over 10,000 freelance experts to tackle your biggest challenges at affordable prices. Hourly Nerd has served over 4,500 clients, including General Electric, Microsoft, and American Apparel. Just ask one of their Dallas clients.
My company, U.S. Medical IT, needed to understand its competition. Hourly Nerd's work was fast, thorough, and flawless. We will definitely be using their expert network again in the future.
HourlyNerd.com. That's HourlyNERD.com. Business experts on demand.
And we're back on Ask the Experts on Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. In the studio with us today, we have attorneys Julie Johnson and Robin Zeegan from juliejohnsonlaw.com. Great
Thanks.
To have you here.
Great to be here.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about personal injury is the topic of the day, and specifically in relation to automobile accidents. And we were saying that Whether you have health insurance or not, if you are in an accident, the first thing you should do is seek medical attention.
Absolutely. Now,
and then the next step would most likely be to go ahead and file a claim with your insurance company. And how do you go about that?
Well, you have to set up a claim with the insurance carrier and provide notice of the accident and your intent to pursue a claim. This is where having a lawyer can come in very handy because we know what needs to be submitted and we can handle all of that for you.
And this is another situation where I wonder, do I really need a lawyer in this situation, or is it something that someone could probably handle themselves?
You absolutely need a lawyer in a personal injury case. I mean, insurance companies are very sophisticated at trying to get clients to settle early without having the opportunity to have fully explored their claim. And what really the problem with that is that sometimes you get hurt, but you don't really understand the full scope of your injuries until down the road. And if you might need some surgery down the road, for example, and if they've paid you right off the bat with a quick $500 check,
right,
then you have to figure out how to pay for that surgery all on your own, which is very, very difficult. And then you could have some really chronic problems going forward. And it's also important to have an attorney who knows how to gather the evidence and properly protect the evidence, preserve the evidence, and argue about the evidence.
Absolutely.
And argue on your behalf. And
which is something that I probably don't know how to do.
I'm very good at arguing.
I believe
you can ask my sisters.
I'm not going to argue with you.
It's something I've been doing my whole life, one of the reasons I became a lawyer. And yes, you have to be able to formulate a coherent, persuasive, compelling, evidence-based argument on behalf of your clients to get them the highest recovery possible for their injuries.
So if I do try to do it on my own, not only could I end up in serious trouble, but could end up costing me much, much more.
Absolutely. And there's also statutes of limitations that come into play.
Sure.
And if you don't file your claim timely, then you lose it altogether.
I'm sure there are a lot of situations where people just wait and stretch it out too long, and then they realize that they want some help, and it's like, there's nothing we can do, really.
There are a lot of procedural pitfalls that come into place that can really get somebody tied up. So having a very competent, aggressive lawyer that knows what they're doing is very, very important.
Now, before going to your insurance company and, say, giving them a recorded statement, something like that, should you hire an attorney before that or after?
I think you should hire an attorney when you first know that you've had an auto accident. I mean, it's just important to get them involved early on. But you definitely want to hire an attorney before you start giving statements to the insurance company or even statements to the other driver at the scene.
Say someone does, they're in that situation, the first thing they need to do is go to the lawyer. They haven't spoken to their insurance company yet. Something that's on a lot of people's minds, I think, is how can I afford an attorney?
Well, in personal injury litigation, most attorneys operate on what we call a contingency fee basis. Because you've been hurt, you're not working, you have all these bills, most people can't afford to pay a lawyer by the hour. And as a result, it's pretty standard for attorneys to work on a percentage of total recovery in that they only get paid if we win. That certainly is the case at my firm. You don't owe us for our services unless we've been able to help you and if we've been able to earn our fee. And so we only take a percentage of what we're able to recover on behalf of their clients. So it's a win-win situation for them.
No, and that's in that situation, I can't understand why anyone wouldn't hire an attorney, only because, you know, you're obviously not trying to make them buy something that they don't need. You only get paid if they get paid, basically.
Well, that's right. We are a high value add, and our clients have been very happy with our services for the last 20 years, and we have definitely helped a lot of people and many other lawyers in Dallas. There's some fine attorneys in the Metroplex, and people will be well served to have a good lawyer on their team.
So I'm sure there are situations where people say, oh, there's no way I can afford an attorney. That's, you know, way out of my price range. But in the end, in the event of a car accident or a personal injury or something like that, it's much more cost effective in the long run to go ahead and just do that from the very beginning.
Well, absolutely. They can absolutely afford it because it doesn't cost them anything up front. It's all on the back end.
And for an auto accident type situation where one party is at fault and say they have the proper evidence and that kind of stuff and file the claim and go through all the proper steps, will they still have to go to court?
Well, it depends. But if a case is worked properly, most of them settle. If you hire an attorney that knows what they're doing, practices in personal injury, they can usually get your case to settle. They will present the evidence properly to the insurance company and be able to argue their theories of liability and damages and get you a settlement early on.
How do you go about getting your vehicle fixed?
Well, that is one of the age-old questions, right? You've gotten in a wreck. Your car's all banged up.
Sure.
There are dents everywhere. You got a fender hanging off. You're driving down the road with a headlight not working. What do you do?
Yep.
And, well, hopefully, you want to timely present the claim to the driver, the at-fault driver's carrier, and hopefully it gets fixed that way. But you can also get it fixed under your own policy if there's a liability dispute for whatever reason. And then your own carrier will typically subrogate against the liable carrier and get your deductible back. It can be a longer process, but you definitely have the benefits of two carriers and two sides of the coverage to get your car fixed as soon as possible.
So does that relate to both the at fault and, I mean, what if it wasn't your fault? Can your insurance company still help you with getting your vehicle fixed?
Absolutely. That's what you have collision coverage for. And, you know, that's why you have that policy. And in fact, the law kind of requires that you do that. You have an obligation to mitigate your damages. And if you have a loss of use situation and you can't drive your car, and if you don't spend the money or have your carrier to get your car fixed within a reasonable time yourself, you can't then turn around and sue the other party
right.
for lack of use of your car for a year and a half because you didn't go get it fixed. So there are some requirements that are imposed on people to get their cars fixed timely.
And nobody ever wants to be out of their vehicle at all. It can put you in a really bad spot concerning getting to and from work. You know, it could greatly affect your livelihood. So in terms of the law, is there any way that I am entitled to a rental car or something like that?
Well, it depends on your policy. The other driver, if they're at fault, is ultimately responsible for your loss of use of your vehicle, but that doesn't mean that they have to pay it right then. So it's important to go ahead and get rental coverage on your policy. It usually doesn't cost very much, and that means that you can go ahead and get in another vehicle while your car is not usable, or even while your car is being repaired, and it kind of keeps you back in business and doing your daily routine.
So legally, there's nothing that says you're entitled to a rental car. It kind of just depends on your insurance company and your policy, that kind of thing.
Well, you're entitled to a claim for lack of use of your vehicle. So if a lot of carriers will go ahead and provide rental coverage and a rental policy, even though your car's being repaired, because they want to avoid a more costly loss of use claim. But it's definitely good solid practice on your own policy to accept that rental coverage. It's very inexpensive, and it can really come in handy if your car's been totaled or severely damaged in an accident.
Sure.
And sometimes the accident's your own fault.
Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, sometimes you just weren't very smart.
That's kind of the standpoint I'm taking on this. It's like, what if I do this? What
right.
kind of, what am I looking at?
And so that's, you know, rental coverage helps you. And I think one of the main things to understand about insurance coverages is, you know, a lot of people think they just get liability only because it's the cheapest thing. Well, liability coverage protects the world from you being an idiot.
Right.
Right. But personal injury protection, UM coverages, rental car coverages, it protects you from the idiots of the world. And it's a very important distinction because one side of it provides benefits to other people. The other side of it provides benefits to you as the policyholder.
Right.
And it's really, and the benefits to you as the policyholder are the cheapest part of the coverage, but it's amazing to me how many people waive that just to save an extra $30, and they're really giving up a lot of protections by doing so.
Now, we're just about out of time. We got about 1 minute left. So real quick, I just wanted to ask, what if we do come to a settlement, and it wasn't my fault, and I'm entitled to money from their insurance company for to get my vehicle fixed and whatnot, something like that. How long does it take to get your money?
Well, typically, once settlement is reached, about 14 days is how long it takes us to get our clients their money. But, you know, timing's important. It's important to have that experienced lawyer at the very beginning so we can get it through the process quicker.
Well, we're just about out of time, but Julie Johnson and Robin Zeegan are my guests. JulieJohnsonLaw.com is the website. Before we go, real quick, can you let everybody know the telephone number?
214-290-8001 and juliejohnsonlaw.com.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, ladies, and we look forward to seeing you here again soon.
It's been a pleasure. We'll look forward to our next show.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week. This is Ask the Experts on Talk Radio 1190.